Blog Talk Radio.
The world, premier podcast.
Yo, these cats the attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight, real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. Co-producer, oh, this joker be locking it up. Messenger,
he real tight with God.
Baby girl,
oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro,
he funny.
Nurse Carmen,
she be keeping it real.
And Sister Tippy
got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Good evening, podcast audience. It is I, co-producer. It's Wednesday night, and it's time for the premier urban podcast, The Attic. Well, we call it the urban podcast plus a little extra. that's how we start this off tonight. Good evening, Cass. How's everybody doing?
Hello. Good evening.
Good.
Very well.
Who's our DJ tonight?
Huh? Oh, wait a minute. So that's like we can't do nothing. Did the DJ show up?
Exactly.
Well, hold on. Let me see if I can get him up here, man, because we got things to do. So how's everybody doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, y'all need a new DJ. I'm your man.
You're in prison.
A minor challenge. An alcoholic Vince.
All right,
DJ in the house.
All right,
okay.
All right, let's get it started.
Hey, again, good evening. This is the Wednesday night edition.
Hey, she's here. Hello there.
Hello, sister.
How are you?
All right. Sister Tippy's joining us from down in the Dominican Republic tonight.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Vacation
it
like
is
a boss.
Hot down here.
You think it's hot there? Just wait till we get our first topic. It's about a hot ass place like jail, and we want to know tonight. Yeah, hot place like jail. But there's an interesting law. In Maine and Vermont, they're the only two states that right now that currently allow this, and that's convicted criminals to vote while incarcerated.
Ooh.
Yes, and that seems to be a hot topic on the Democratic campaign trail this year. So I want to know what the cast think about that. Should folks in jail be allowed to vote?
Can you explain, you said it's a hot topic on the Democratic Party? What are you saying?
It's an issue on a campaign trail. A lot of topics that political candidates are talking about. It's an issue.
What's the position?
My position is it depends on what they're in there for. If they're in there for... Go ahead.
That makes a difference, the crime?
To me, yeah. Only because there are certain crimes that are technically not crimes. They just, you know what I mean? They make them that for certain people, but they're not really crimes. Like, for instance, if you're in jail for having marijuana or selling marijuana, you've been doing the last 15 years in jail for selling marijuana, and it's legal. but I'm still doing 15 years.
Well, my position personally is everybody should be allowed to vote. I'll take the position here. It should either be one way or the other. If you're in jail, you're in jail. And I think if one person is allowed to vote, everybody should be allowed to vote.
Man, if you go around here killing everybody and you locked up in jail, I don't think we need your vote.
Well, I was going to say that, too, because that's like a bad decision you made there, so you don't need to have the power of the vote making another bad decision.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch this. I like that example that you gave. You go around killing everybody, you don't need to vote. That means we'd have to fire half of our congressmen.
Well, truth be told,
I'm just saying, we don't even have a nation.
Well, a lot of our congressmen ain't actually killing people. You know what I mean? But if you killing somebody, yes, you need to be in jail. And no, you don't need to vote. You need the three meals of the cop. That's all you need. If you in there killing people, you in there raping people.
See, now, you know, you could look at this from another perspective, and that is,
okay,
jail is a commodity. A lot of people look at jail as a new slavery. So if they and again, you have to go back to the roots of why we throw so many disproportionately minority people in jail, and because we take that right away from them. That's very important,
right,
in the society.
That's not the issue.
What's not the issue?
I thought we were saying the fact race isn't, I don't think race factors into whether or not inmates should vote or not.
Well, again, all I'm simply saying is that there's a disproportionate number of minorities in jail, and that's not an accident. Part of the reason for incarcerating a generation of people is that the system is designed to take that voice away from them. So me personally,
I understand.
I'm saying give it back to them.
I'm saying certain ones need it back and certain ones don't need it.
I have to agree with Baby Brother on this. If you killed people, death row, life in jail, you don't need that power.
Well, because of what you're saying, co-producer, as far as the way the system is truly set up, we understand that. But my thing is there are a large proportion of them in there for crimes that are, and for lack of, or maybe a better definition, aren't really crimes now. I mean, you could go into the store and buy marijuana. Somebody shouldn't be sitting in jail doing 30 years because they had marijuana.
Okay, so in other words, again, so you're saying depending on the crime will determine if you have the right to vote while you're incarcerated.
Right, while you're incarcerated.
All right,
there's
again,
a difference between life in jail and, you know, 30 days or whatever the case may be.
Well, but see, that's just it. There are some folks that sell marijuana got 4, 5, 10 years, depending on how much marijuana they get. They can get some time for selling and for doing something that technically is legal now. Depending on where you're at, it's legal.
Baby Brother, he said it better, I think, than I can say it.
What about the murdering? About making choices?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll say it again. Allow me to retort. People in jail for murder, they made bad decisions, right? They killed somebody. So they don't need that power as far as making, as far as voting, because more than likely they'll end up voting for the wrong candidate. And then we're screwed.
Okay. And I still maintain if we actually went by that principle, again, this country was founded by murderers, man. I mean, come on. I mean, I just can't see taking that right away. That's
Here's
all I'm
the
saying.
Thing. They didn't actually go out there with a, you know what I'm saying? They didn't go out
with
there
a
with a gun, but they're just as guilty in my eyes as they did go out there with a gun or a knife or however, you know, you kill somebody. When you're behind a system that's geared to keep a certain group of people down, yeah, you're guilty. It's just like if I ask you to take me to the bank and you sitting outside in the front and I come running out with two bags of money and I jump in the car, you're an accomplice.
Well,
they don't care you didn't go in that bank. You know what I'm saying? You're still an accomplice.
Well,
I say
let them vote. That's my voice. Don't take that vote away from them. They got a right to be heard. Anybody, just because you're incarcerated, I think you should still have the right to vote. That's just me.
That's kind of like, I know this might be slipping into something different, but that's kind of like saying you're supposed to be judged by a jury of your peers, and half the people that go up before a jury, those aren't their peers. When you got a panel of,
I don't know them people.
Yeah, no, I'm saying when you got a panel of eight white men and four white women, no, they ain't your peers.
Well, but then again, you got to also understand, and this is why I said they should be able to vote. The system is geared to incarcerate certain people more than other people. So, and again, part of that incarceration is not only do I strip your manhood or your personhood, but I take away any rights or your voice in this nation.
Not murder.
But if you kill somebody, why do you get a voice?
Yeah. Especially when you took a voice away. Why do you get a voice? You lost your voice right.
Well, now let me say this. If we were going eye for an eye on it, then that would probably make sense to me. But we're not going eye for eye. Again, I still maintain, who this country was founded by. The same type of people that are right now in our jails. Same type of people.
Producer.
Only thing is, yes.
I steal your car. I go to jail. I get to vote.
Yes. You get to take this ass. You take this ass with it, and you go to jail.
I ain't afraid of you. I rob your house. I go to jail.
Yeah.
I get to vote.
Yes. Yes.
I kill your children. I get to vote.
Yes.
I know you. You're wrong.
Okay.
No.
Well, again, my voice is my voice, and the only thing I'm saying is, I understand the heinous act that you committed, but based on this system, I still
you
say
said
yes.
Heinous.
I'm sorry.
No,
I understand this terrible thing. Yeah, I understand this terrible thing that you're doing, but yeah, you still get to vote. Let's move right along. let's talk about Donald Trump and Tiger Woods. What was the medal that was awarded to Tiger Woods?
Medal of Honor.
Was that the name of it? I know it's the highest award any civilian could receive.
Right, something like that.
Well, this award, how many people think Tiger Woods didn't deserve that award?
Let's see. He got caught cheating. She busted his windows out with a golf club.
What did he get it for?
Let me see. He fell off. He worked his way back. He back on top right now. Yeah, he deserved that medal.
Yeah,
some people
really?
That fall off, they don't make it back.
Well, now, now let me say, I think it's called the Freedom Medal. It's what the actual name of the medal is. Now, let me tell you, when I just seen the name of the medal, I'm saying, because you play golf, you deserve the highest award a civilian can be that can be bestowed on a civilian.
Well, see, not only that, you played golf with the president before you got this medal.
Well,
and
remember
that's
that too.
The reason.
You
no, it's not the reason. No. Let me tell you, when you look, watch this. Let me tell you who else. Let me tell you what other athletes have got this medal, and then maybe we can rethink this. Michael Jordan got the medal. Willie Mays got the medal. Jack Nicklaus. Hank Aaron. So now now that we throw those names in to the recipient of that medal, do you still think Tiger Woods should have gotten it?
It's not a question of what we think. It's what the president thought to give him that. Once again, You got caught cheating. You went through all that. You fell off and you bounced back. Nigga, I play golf with. I'm proud of you. Here, take this.
Okay.
Anybody that does some underhand shit, you know what I'm saying? He admires them. Hello.
But see, now,
he's giving them
he
a medal.
But now, wait a minute. Now, like I said, I was on board of that same thought until I looked at the other people who got this medal. And it appears that sport figures who are receiving this medal have revolutionized or changed the sport in which they play. So based on that, now I got to ask a question again. Did Tiger Woods deserve the medal?
Tiger Woods only got that medal because Donald Trump admired the amount of women he was banging.
There you go. It was getting away. Yo, dude, I'm proud of you. You was getting away with this for that long? Wow, you deserve a medal.
No, man. I'm telling you, I think it's a little deeper, and I think that when you look at minus all the bullshit that Tiger done been through, Tiger revolutionized, Tiger changed golf. There's people playing golf today that wouldn't have never, watch this, there's brothers playing golf today that wouldn't have gave a damn about that sport had it not been for Tiger Woods.
And women still can't play Augusta.
Some black people still can't play there neither.
See, I was just getting ready to say, they just, women are just on the list of that racist shit that Augusta does.
Yeah. In a sense, they're looking at women just like they're looking at black people. No, you can't play.
I am woman. Hear me roar. Yeah.
There you go.
So, again.
The Ellen Reddy reference.
Yes, she did. She went back in the day.
Easy.
But again, I look at the other athletes who's received this award, and based on the other athletes, it goes to show me that outside of whatever Trump's thoughts or rationale was for giving him that medal, I think he's in the company of people that he deserves it. That's just me. Because, again, because the medal isn't really based on freedom like the name of the medal.
Right.
You know? But that's just me.
Might be based on dick slinging.
Well, it might be. There might be a lot of things involved in that. But, hey, if you're the president
How do you know they wasn't playing golf and Trump could have told Tiger, if you make this here par or whatever, I'll give you that medal on him.
Listen, I don't put that past 45. But I'm just saying, I don't put that past 45. But I'm just saying, even though because when you first hear Tiger, you think about all the shit he went through with the wife and the 73 other girlfriends, and you figure he's not deserving. But all I'm saying, if they gave it to him for changing the sport of golf, then that, if that's the main criteria, then he's more than deserving. That's just me.
Yeah, see? And the wife, not to get on her, but yeah, you didn't, the only balls you played with was the two balls down there between his leg, and you got half of what he had.
What's this?
And Tiger bounced back from all that.
And half was a lot. Half was a lot.
Yeah. And that's why he admired him. That award to me, it's kind of like in some instances, you know how they have these music awards and somebody that never got an award, they make some kind of special award for them. Especially when they close to being, you know, an age or being up there, they just get an award, you know, like due to the fact that we screwed you over so many years ago and you never got an award, we're going to give you one now.
This is my bad award.
Exactly. Kind of like how they used to screw Erica Kane. See how long it took her to get an award?
You know what? Oh, hold on, man. When you said Erica Kane, I went right back to watching soap operas on Wayne Ave, but I said you couldn't have been talking about her, but that's who you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went because I used to watch my soap operas religiously, man.
Uh-huh.
Actually, that was Eighth Ave. Before you went to work?
Okay.
Yeah.
One of them damn ass.
Messenger, Junebug.
Yeah. Okay.
We had our daily ritual.
But a bunch of grown, ass men sitting around here watching the soap opera. Hey, what's going on? We got a who's that joining us?
What's up? What's going on? What's up, everybody?
What's up, man? Hey, before we go any further, let me take a moment and wish baby sis, who's not with us tonight. Tonight is my brother-in-law's birthday. So from the attic, I want to send a happy birthday out to my brother-in-law, Keith. Do your thing and do what you do.
Can we sing?
And just do a lot of...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get somebody singing a lesson.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go back to the audio.
None of you are coming to my wedding.
Hold on. Yo, brother-in-law. We got mad love for you. Julia. Stevie say Julia. Oh, I forgot. You know what? That was the mix that me and Stevie did together. Yeah.
I thought he was there. I was going to ask you how much did he charge you to come and do that little clip.
He wanted $100. I gave him $1 and we was all right. He didn't know the difference. But anyway.
Yeah, you ain't see Ray? Stevie know the difference. If Ray know the difference, Stevie know the difference.
No, Stevie a gentleman. Ray was a gangster. Yeah. Stevie was a gentleman. You know, never mind, he'd been married 100 times. But listen.
He was a blind gangster.
Hey, but listen, we're talking about hot seats and things of that nature. Here's an interesting topic that I hope a lot of people have an opinion on. What's this shit about Facebook kicking Brother Minister off? Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, and I'm going to make my position known. That's some bullshit. We can have Russians hacking into an election, but the minister can't speak his message? Talk to me, podcast audience. Somebody talk to me.
I can talk to you all day about this.
Well, he can't. They kicked him off, and they kicked this other guy off. They kicked this other guy off, really. Just so that
right.
It would balance out kicking Farrakhan off.
Yeah.
Because that was their main goal. It just kills me how no matter what you say regarding the Jewish race, that all of a sudden it's such an anti-Jewish crime. You know what I mean? You can say... Yeah, it is. And it's like, oh, God ain't here to strike you down, so he left us in charge. You remember that show, Living Color, that you talk bad about, what's called? And that's the way they are around it. I mean, they get mad because you say they got, you know, they control the TV. But then if you check out all the media, you find out that they do.
Sure, they've always controlled the media in this country.
Right, yes. So if I happen to call that to somebody's attention, that makes me anti-Semitic?
Then with that, I'm like D.L. Hughley. What D.L. Hughley said, I never heard of no black person picking up a gun, going and shooting up a school or doing, you know what I'm saying, bombing someplace on Farrakhan's talking points and stuff. It's talk. But they act behind that on that white supremacist call. They go out there and do that. You never heard Farrakhan give a speech somewhere, and then a couple of days later or whatever, some black person went and shot up a school.
Because that's not his message. You Yeah, that's not the public message.
No worries. Okay. So my first statement is I will defend to the death.
Freedom of speech.
No, I just got a. I got a lot of background.
Right.
I got a lot of background noise.
I know, and I'm sorry. You know where I am. So first of all, I will. I don't have to agree with what you say, but I will defend to my death the right that you have to say it. But I do not have to provide a platform for you to say it. So unfortunately,
I'm hearing a lot of stuff in the background, Sister Tip. I'm gonna have to get right back to you. But I think I got the gist of what you're saying.
Yes.
I understand.
Well, Facebook doesn't have to allow people to say what they want. They own it. They don't have to agree or disagree. They can just say yes or no. That's it. It's theirs.
Now, again, if we go from that platform, then you're right. They own it. They can do whatever they want to do with it. But, again, if you're going to kick off, then what happens is there needs to be another media available. Because Facebook wants property over everything. Nobody else can Facebook but Facebook. I mean, they took over for, what was it, MySpace? Was it MySpace before? Yeah. So, again, we have to come up with another mass media of that type, because I understand you own it. But if you're going to have other people that's allowed to communicate a message to the left of what I'm communicating, then that's not fair that I can't communicate my message.
It's not about fair.
And again, it is about what it is he's saying. It is about that Farrakhan brings fear to the Americas, because he teaches people to stand up and be strong. Understand what's going on around you.
I understand it. And
All right. The background noise is a little bit too much for us right now. But anybody else got an opinion on that? So you think Facebook is right in kicking him off?
No, I think that they're afraid that his rhetoric might wake up some people and things might change. So that's a voice they have to silence. See, what they used to do back in the day is they used to just flat out kill people like that. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to wake up a certain minority group or whatever, they would just kill you, especially if it was black. That was the easiest way to silence that voice.
And that's you're 100% correct. And instead of killing with a gun, now what we say is, brother minister, everybody else can get their message out, but you can't. Because let me tell you something. If it wasn't for the fear of that man, if you listen to his message, I don't feel any. I don't know. I don't feel that same kind of on the other side of the aisle, white supremacist type literature, rhetoric. I don't hear that from him.
Well, it's not coming from him. But just as Baby Brother says, what the deal is because our president has that platform and his people that are doing what he wants to do, they know that we're sitting in a keg right now that is about to explode. And so right now that the president got his group, if they were to allow Farrakhan, even though no record shows where Farrakhan, after Farrakhan's speech, someone did that, they are afraid of the possibility of it happening. And if it happens, then they have lost control. As long as they can keep us sitting down or tied down, they got us. Yeah, we can huff and puff, and as they said, we can march a little bit, but when we start to get up, start to stand up, they can't, they won't be able to do anything with it. They're outnumbered. So they wouldn't be able to do anything with it. So by any means necessary, they got to do what they can to keep it down. So are they right for taking him off? No. they're not right for taking them off, but we should be used to that. They've been doing that to us all of our lives. They thought Martin Luther King was... They thought Martin Luther King was a rebel, a racist, even though he preached nothing but nonviolence. And this is one of the reasons why they feared him. And any person of color, and you don't even have to be black per se, any person of color. I'll give you another good example. That little young congresswoman from New York. They're afraid of her. Because we just not going to take it sitting down anymore.
So, and again, I think that
So by any means necessary, that's what they're doing. I've got to keep that silent, especially now, because we just, as that song goes, I'm close to the edge. They know that people are close to the edge.
Brother Al, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, me personally, I'm not on Facebook myself because I don't find the attraction with Facebook or anything like that. I was talking to one of my friends the other day about it, and I was asking him, do you think that if Facebook was around during the times of Jesus, do you think Jesus would use Facebook to put out his message? And I wondered. I always wondered because.
So you think they should kick Farrakhan off?
What was that?
You think they should kick Farrakhan off Facebook?
I think Facebook and a lot of those social media outlets, I think that is, to me, I look at it like in the book of Revelations, when you look at 666, I think that is the mark of the beast. That's my opinion.
Everybody should be off Facebook.
What was that?
If you really want to know about the Book of Revelations and all that, you tune tomorrow to podcast radio at 9 p.m. and we can get a word tomorrow 9 p.m.
Well, the way I see it, like I said, is that if you look at it, there's a connection with the internet and social media and a lot of like I said, social media outlets. I do believe that it has something to do with the mark of the beast. So that's why I question what Jesus has gone on Facebook. I'm wondering.
What's this? I'm going to leave that alone for right now. And we'll table that.
Okay.
We'll table that. We'll go back to that, trust me. That's a Thursday night topic. But you know what?
Okay.
Speaking of mark of the beast, let's take a stroll down Pennsylvania Ave for a minute. Let's talk about our commander in chief. Boy, is he having an interesting week. We're going to start off with something, and I don't really care where we go with it. His Attorney General Barr, the House has voted to hold him in contempt. Wait a minute. I'm not laughing at them holding him in contempt. But, again, this is all coming from that Mueller statement. Again, he was given a job to protect the president. And watch this. Damn it. He doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
He wrong as two left feet, but he doing his job.
But that's not his job. His job is to be down with the people. And he's not.
No. The Attorney General's job is to be down with the people. Barr's job is to protect the president.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. He didn't get that position because they wanted anything fair out of him. He got that position so he could do exactly what he's doing right now.
Yeah, didn't he like submit his resume like a year before all this to get that job?
Well, no. But
by saying he don't think don't think a president should be locked up or charged with anything.
And let me tell you, Donald Trump might be not that good at running this country, But when it comes to covering his tracks, eventually that he's going to get caught up in it. But he got pieces in place, man. He got pieces
when
in place.
When you're corrupt, you know corruption when you see it. When you're corrupt, you know corruption when you see it.
Well, did anybody get a chance to look at some of the stuff out of the redacted Mueller report?
No, I didn't. I got my copy right
here. I didn't get a chance to look at it either. His son got subpoenaed today to attend in front of Congress. So it might be some charges brought up on his son now.
Well, they're trying to get Cohen to testify, but Donald Trump said, "No, the hell you ain't, man." No, he's with all his presidential power, he's trying to block that testimony.
Here's the funny thing to me: stuff they already testified about that's in the report. Now
right.
He's trying to say that report has that executive privilege on it, but they already testified on it.
Well, now again, as soon as Barr came out and gave that bullshit 2-page summary, he praised Mueller. He said the report is good. But now that the truth was coming out, he said they was all some cocksuckers, man. He said the Mueller report ain't shit. It's not true. But what we going to do about our president?
But here's the thing, though. They keep pushing the ball, the goalpost, moving the goalpost. And by the time the truth do come out, nobody cares. And he's on to something else.
That's right, because didn't I hear some bullshit that he's requesting to have? If he wins the re-election, he wants 2 more years added because in the first 2 years he had to go through bullshit. Did anybody else see that?
Exactly. I saw that.
He got balls, man. He do. Our president got big balls. Because
none of this has been challenged before, that's why he's getting away with this, because he just took that playbook on how to be a president and all that, and he just flipped it upside down. Certain stuff you ain't supposed to do, I'm going to do it. Let's see what happens. Let's roll the dice and see what happens.
Yeah. He said, let's see why I'm not supposed to do it. And again, he challenged. All I can say is, again, if he had the nation's best interest in mind, he had the kind of disposition that you could kind of roll with him. But, again, he ain't about good for nobody but a very small percentage. And I wanted to be known, we're not in that percentage.
Yeah, see, all he about is building up his empire, his pocket. And when shit go to hell, he got the money to move away from this shit or to pay this shit to stay away from him.
Well, let me ask you another question then. Since we'll get back to Trump directly. Do you think after the election that Putin will give his ass asylum in Russia? Because they're going to come get
him.
Yeah, they're going to, again, I'm pretty sure that he ain't going to just walk with this bullshit he's doing. Talk to me, somebody.
I haven't heard much about Putin lately, though. You know, Putin's been very quiet. I wonder why. You haven't heard nothing coming from Russia.
Well, right now, while the prosecution or the deposition or whatever you call it of Cohen is going to take place, 45 is in Vietnam having a summit with North Korea. So again, I'm sure it's a campaign strategy. We got to do something to make sure that the American people ain't focused on what Cohen is about to do. So we have to have this summit in North Korea, which should take precedent. And in fact, most of the news channels was already saying there's going to be split screens on your news for the next couple of days because they're trying to watch Cohen and they're trying to watch 45 over in Vietnam. Because with the heat that's coming on that ass right now, I don't know if he should be holding international meetings with anybody, man. You back somebody.
You know what I find funny? He said he was talking to Putin on the phone. Now, unless you were Snapchatting or FaceTiming, he said he was talking to Putin. And I forgot what he had said, though, but he said he seen Putin smile when he asked him that question. Was you talking to him on the phone?
Man, let me tell you something. You know what? It's so funny because we say everybody should get along. Everybody love everybody. But I'm just saying, as a U.S. citizen, again, Russia has always been a sworn ally. Now, I mean, enemy. They've always been our enemy forever. Cold War, non-Cold War, it's always been Russia. So I just don't see this particular president being that chummy with them, and everything is face value. It's going to take years to get Russia out of our presidential congressional cabinets, because they deep in there. I'm sorry, Trump ain't the only one. I know I kind of went off on that, and I accidentally referred to him as a pseudo agent. But again, when you reach that level, there are many other levels below you. And even when he's gone, it's going to take about 12 straight years of some honest Democrats to flush that system out.
And part of that, too, is also, too, you got to get the Republicans out of Congress. That's what it's going to start at. Once you get the Republicans out of Congress and you get some of them Democrats in there that's truly trying, them young Democrats that's truly trying to make change, then there ain't going to be no change.
Well, now, you know what? Again, I'm not a Republican, nor do I ever think I want to be a Republican. But I won't say get the Republicans out. I'm saying we got to get some better thinking people in. Because you got to remember, all Republicans, I know we lump them all together, but we just need some more progressive thinking people in there. And if you happen to be Republican, that don't mean you on that racist bullshit.
Right.
Here's the thing. You always go with your party. Well, no matter what fucked up shit they doing, you always vote with them. So, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't the problem, you're just as guilty as the problem if you're going along with it.
Well, a lot of those Republicans want to stay in their positions, so that's why they're going along with them, because they know the minute that they side against them, they've lost their power base in their next election. So that's the reason why. And
yeah.
I think it's cowardly that they're sitting back and allowing him to do what he's doing. Me personally.
But see, that further goes to show that's some bullshit when we say we elect a representative to speak for us, because they don't give a – your congressman, your representative. I mean, now, for the most part, those Republicans that are standing behind the president with all this bullshit, they don't care about you, because if they cared about you, they would represent your interests. But they know, like you said, brother, if they go against Trump and he wins, they're done. They're done.
Mm-hmm.
They care more about their jobs
they're making money. When you become a congressman, by the time you get out,
right,
you're a millionaire. You know how you're a millionaire? Because you're being bought. You have lobbyists out there that's throwing money at you to vote a certain way. You're being bought. Like you said, your best interest ain't about the people. It's about putting money in your pocket.
And that's how.
Let me ask you this real quick. I know it might be off the top a little bit, but do you think after this, what's her name? The spokeswoman, what's her name? Sarah, the Huckabee lady that be speaking for the president?
Oh, his press secretary?
Yeah. Do you think she's going to get a job after this?
Hell no.
And if she do, and when she go for that interview and they ask her, what was the last job you held? And she going to be like, lying for the president?
Yeah, but she'll make money because she'll be
yes.
able to get write a book. She'll be able to write about
yes.
a tell-all book.
If you want to learn how to lie with a straight face, you'll buy that book.
She's
going to
have a tell-all book. She's going to tell her side of what she saw during her time in the White House.
Now, let me say this about that. If Sarah Huckabee, if she ever opened her eyes and really told a book about the shit that she has firsthand knowledge of,
Seems like Omarosa, her eyes are open. She's just flat out lying for the president.
Well, she's doing
that job
again.
She got pays well.
Very well. And again,
let me get this,
this
straight.
Is why
let me get this straight. I get a job when I ain't got to do no kind of labor. All I got to do is stand up there and back some lies up and make some lies and spin shit. And sign me up. Where do I sign up for that at?
In fact, she probably one of the longest. She probably got the most tenure of anybody on his staff.
Because she's a good liar.
Oh, she support that bullshit. She what's it? whatever she signed down for. Oh, she down with that. I don't care. It doesn't matter to her. She said, "Look, I promise to spend your truth, so that you don't look as crazy. Doesn't matter what you do, Prez. I got you." But
see,
no, she can't
she's
get
spending
it.
His lie. He'll stand up there and tell another lie and catch her off guard, and she'll come right back out there and spin that lie.
What?
And they don't, and the whole thing is they don't call him out on that.
Well, you know what? They do somewhat.
But they let
all
it go.
Wanna,
but they let it go.
All I want to say is I don't know what the hell it is that Donald Trump, what it is that he does to people that make him so afraid of him. I mean, but whatever it is, I got to say he's doing the shit out of it. Because nobody want to cross him. It's like crossing the Godfather, man.
Once again, when you're put in a position to make some money, you don't care what your boss do. Why do you think some people go work for drug kingpins? Because they making money. Don't cross them. If you cross them, that's your ass.
Yeah.
I don't think it's so much him. I think what happened is that he brought a lot of those people out that have the same like mind. And
there
I
you
think
go.
What it is that and I think what it is that they want to show that I'm with him, because if I'm not with him, then I'm against him. So I think what's happening, and a lot of times people are just going with whatever rhetoric is being said or whatever nonsense is being put out there. Just because if they go against it, they're going to be out with their families, their friends, their neighbors.
It's their best
interest. Right. It's hard for somebody now after all of this to say that the Democrats are right. Nobody's going to say that now. They really believe that.
Oh yeah, they got that ball rolling already. Once again, that's how Hitler got into power. He talked about
exactly.
The Jews. And next thing you know, what? Everybody persecuting the Jews.
That's what I'm saying.
Jews are bad.
I don't even think during I mean, I wasn't there, but I doubt very seriously every German went along with Hitler, but they knew they better act like they went along with him. They had no choice. They had to pretend like, yes, we feel the same way that Hitler does. And I think that's similar to what's going on now in this country.
It was either that or get shot.
During that time it was.
Yeah.
And I really believe that that's what's going on now here. People can't believe it and say that what he's doing is right or his ways or they cannot really believe that. I think that they've been committed to it. And once they're committed to it, I guess that just shows their allegiance to this nonsense. I mean, listen, can you imagine Obama if he had did this, any half of this stuff? Obama wore a tan suit and everybody lost their mind. Remember that one?
They said he wasn't
presidential. Obama put his feet up on the desk in the Oval Office. And remember they talked about that. This man has done way, way more. You know what I'm saying? So I can't believe that everybody's sitting back, even on his side, and agreeing with him. I think, I believe it's just the illusion.
Well, you know what it is? I believe it's the fact of there's a large number of people in this country that are willing to do bad if they're convinced that the minorities are doing worse. Never mind, I need to do good. If you're doing worse than me, then I'll support that bullshit that's going on right now.
Exactly. They will cut off their nose despite their face.
Because they don't stop and think and look. You're doing bad yourself. You're not doing good. And I challenge a lot of the people who support that nonsense. Show me where your life has gotten better. But again, here comes that old separatist mindset of North America. I don't care if I'm doing bad as long as you're doing worse.
And the very people he's trying to send back to Mexico or wherever, these are the very same people that make his bed, that serve drinks and food and cook food down there at his golf club. And there ain't none of them registered. It's kind of like back in the day when you had congressmen and senators talking about gay people, and come to find out they was, you know, they was doing that. They was fudge packing on the side. You know, it's kind of like when you're down on the ground and people kicking you, calling you names and stuff like that, you know, gay, homo, and all that. That nigga that's kicking the hardest, that's that gay nigga. Because he want to fit in. Well, I got analogies.
Oh, you know, I see.
America used to be the what they say used to be the beacon of hope for democracy, and we're not that anymore. When people look at us, this country, and what America's turned into, it's shameful. It really is. It's really shameful that conversation. I mean, we've had bad presidents in the past. This just seemed to be the most divisive president that I've ever seen.
This is kind of like their last stand. They're going to roll with this.
Yes. I didn't know that white America was that upset. I guess they set back all this time and was holding it in, I guess.
Yeah. And
when he came to the front, I mean, it was like open door now.
Now, I'm not a racist, but I might say stuff that sounds racist, but white America is not afraid of blacks and minorities no more.
I don't think so. I
I've seen a couple YouTube videos where, Walgreens, Walmart, one of the places, where white cash register girl beat this black girl ass, and back in the day that would have never happened. We done got soft.
So you say back in the day that sister would have beat that ass?
Yeah, remember the time you go across the street and all you hear is them four locks on them doors? Whap, 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 whap. They don't do that shit no more. Now they calling the cops on you for barbecuing in a legal place. They got that back, and they got them boys backing. Cops sitting out here. Every cop that's ever shot a black person, you might have been brought up on charges, but you never was found guilty.
Now, again, I
like
think
D.L. usually said, what we're getting is we're getting the policeman's narrative. They're the ones that's spinning the story. That's why as soon as somebody black gets shot, first thing they do is put out his record. Oh, he was selling drugs. That still don't mean he was supposed to get shot. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is get ready for the revolution.
Well, now, you know, again, and you know, it's funny that you say that, but I'm sure some supremacists, that was part of the reason why we want to silence Brother Minister. But again, I'm here to tell you that, again, that man just puts knowledge to you that makes you want to look around and makes you give things a second thought. And see, we're not supposed to have, as a people, we're not even supposed to have a first thought, much less a second thought. But, yeah, America got a long way to go, man. And again, you said earlier that we've had a lot of bad presidents, and you're right, because right up until 45 came along, George Bush Jr., was probably one of the worst that people could think of. Now, he might make the starting team.
Yes, he done went from junior varsity to varsity.
Yeah, all because of what we're dealing with right now. Yeah, but this is a new, different level in presidential decorum that we're exposed to right now in this nation. And again, and I hate to keep bringing this question up, but here's a way to take a look at the place where we live. Look at our nation. Everybody, Trump has got, either you're a supporter of him, you're diehard, or you're not. And the are nots, I think, are much, much larger than the supporters. But we still having problems finding a Democrat to beat him in election. Come on, man. I mean, as a nation, really?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. But I think he's going to do another term.
No, I think
you're
wrong.
All right,
yeah.
I hope I am.
But I don't think we have a problem finding someone. I just think that they're hyping it up to make it seem like it.
Okay.
We've got 20 people, and of those 20 people, this is the way it's supposed to be. And then what happens is you have your debates, you let the country see, and then you make the choice. So we don't have a problem.
Okay.
They're just making it seem like he's just so untouchable because of the way he snuck in. But he did what's called dirty, and he had help, and he still lost a popular vote.
Right.
She had almost 2 million more votes than him.
The Democrats should just get together and take some of them 20-something nominees,
well, that's gonna happen,
or whatever you want to call them.
Well, they should be weeded
and,
out. They're going to be weeded out. They're going to be weeded out.
Right. But they should be putting themselves in contention to get behind one or two people
and
put all their – they need to do that now and start doing that.
Well – but if we do that now, then what we're doing is we're putting in somebody who might not be as good as the other person. So let everybody stand up and do what they got to do, and may the best person win. Then once the best person out of the 20, 30 we got, then we can put all of our forces behind that. But it's not fair, quote unquote, and I'm just using his name, to pick Biden just because he was Obama's vice. Let's see who the best person really is.
Because
honestly,
like,
for my money, I'd go with Elizabeth Warren with my money.
But I don't think that there's enough young voters. You know, they may go to a lot of these town hall meetings and ask the questions, but I think when it comes to voting, I don't think a lot of young people come out and vote. I don't think a lot of black women would vote for Warren. I mean,
well, let me
you
say,
look at you. Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But once again, we've gotta have the proper representation, and if we're just getting someone, quote unquote, because they're black or because they're a woman, then we're being just as short-sighted as everybody else. But if you listen to her policy and what it is that she's trying to do, not just for the white people or not just for the black people, but for everybody, do you know how big it is to be able to go to college and not have $200,000 staring in your face after you graduate? Do you know how big it is as a woman to be able to go to work and make the same amount of money as that sorry guy right next to you that ain't making no money? These are some of the issues. You know how important it is to bring a halt to all of those big banks so they can lose some of their power?
Actually, I think they're more afraid of her than anybody
else.
Yeah,
because she's got an agenda that's really trying to change the whole structure of things. Everybody else is just throwing little jabs and stuff. But I'm biased because I like her. But you know what I mean? But she's got real agenda items. You can't really speak on all the other candidates. They've never given a good, solid agenda on what they would try to do. But this
I like
Warren. She's got it. She got a gender that she wants
Booker.
To implement.
Corey.
Yeah, but
Corey he might make a good one, bro. He might make a good one.
All right.
I just haven't heard anything from him yet.
Look, I thought we covered that last week.
I thought we did, too.
But you're going up against, you're going up against, like, Trump, and you're going up against this country right now. The country feels that he's doing the right thing. The economy is going well, and people's stocks are. You know, you going up against that. I don't see her being able to do that. I just don't.
Hold on.
Let me just say this real quick. One last thing, please. One of the things we've got to understand is we keep saying that the country ain't feeling it because this is what they're telling us. But it ain't necessarily so. Just because the newspapers are saying, oh, you can't beat Trump, that doesn't mean we can't beat him. That just means that that's what they're telling us. And we can't believe that hype. We've got to do what we've got to do.
Like Chuck D said, don't believe the hype.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring – that's all right. We're going to bring our podcast this evening to a close. But I thank you for joining the Attic on Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio next Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Again, another explosive show. Hey, tune in. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio and become part of the podcast, The Attic. Good night, crew.
Hey, Brother Al, come back tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, my brother.
Okay.
All right, my brother.
The line has been drawn in the sand. Let's go get it. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Later.